The critical period hypothesis is, it hypothesizes that as humans we are genetically programmed to acquire certain kinds of knowledge and skill, for example language acquisition, but only within the given critical period. Children who are not given access to language during infancy will never be able to acquire or learn a language. Erik Lenneberg suggested this in the late 1960s, claiming that the language facility is all over the brain during the first 5 years. But gradually, this language facility in our brains becomes more localized around about the age of puberty. So if we expose language, if children are exposed to language within this critical period, when the language learning ability is spread out all over the brain, then they'll be able to acquire it. If they miss out on this phase, then they'll not be able to do so. Of course, there have been so-called natural experiments where terrible parents have exposed their children to terrible situations and have restricted them from being able to hear or use any language at an earlier age. But these do not necessarily prove or disprove the critical period hypothesis. But as you can see, they're closely linked.